thina hlangana le ndube esilazo kwele Zimbabwe ngemva kokhetho elwatshontshwa yi-ZANU-PF oluka August 2023. I-ZANU-PF ilokwethuka kakhulu ngendaba yokubana ke abavotelwa ngabantu, yikubona ke behamba they are punishing everyone. Akusela mthetho eZimbabwe basically sokususpend i-constitution kwele Zimbabwe ngenxa yokubana amalungelo abantu kasahlonitshwa. Ama-activists they are being targeted, ama-members of parliament liyakwazi right now kulabantu abakhishwayo 14 ama-member of parliament abavotelwa ngabantu abakhishwa yi-ZANU-PF isebenza labanye ke iyabakhethayo kwele Zimbabwe. Njalo ungakhangela ke konke ke ukudepriva kwamalungelo abantu, ama-youth, ama-activists, abantu ababekhankasa emaphandleni, konke lokhu kuyi-scheme sezane zami ukupanisha uzulu weZimbabwe ngenxa yokuthi bakhetha inguquko abakhetha nge-ZANU-PF. Akula muntu ongathi winile ehlamukela abantu abamvotelayo ebatshaya ebalimaza. Indaba yokubana siyakhilizwe thuthukisa ilizwe i-ZANU-PF ikhetha ukulimaza abantu, uChidakwa uthagethwe ngenxa yokubana ngumunye wabantu abamela ke ilunga le-TCC emavuku laseZimbabwe. So ikulubona ke bethumela abanye ababembambe. Njalo siyakwazi ukuthi emapoliseni indaba ivuliwe and we expect ukuthi amapolisa take up that issue ngenxa yokubana ke uhambe emapoliseni ubhalwe le report, we expect kube le investigation ukwenzela ukuthi kungabi ke le Zimbabwe ke elapho ukuthi abantu balimaza lokubulala abantu umthetho ungalandelwa.